在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
Saturday was a day of cleaning at Tahrir Square and throughout central Cairo, even as celebrations were going on. Groups of people went to the streets and to the square with brooms and dustpans in hand to help clear up the filth and debris that built up during the 18 days of demonstrations. Some wore banners on their clothing that said, "Yesterday I was a demonstrator, today I am building Egypt." 24-year-old architect Rania Tamum says it was important for her to show she wants to be a part of the rebuilding process.
Because it's our country, it's our responsibility, so we have to clean it up.
Tamum joined thousands of others in celebrating Hosni Mubarak's resignation. She said she has not thought about a blueprint for the future, since her only goal while demonstrating was to see Mr. Mubarak go.
Actually, I cannot say what clearly I want, but I can say that I want better Egypt. I really want a new government. We don't want anyone of the icons or symbols of the old government.
The mood was jovial Saturday, even as celebrations were winding down. A group of men sang an Islamic song as they walked off the square. Some people began taking down the tents where they have been camping out and preparing to go home. Some are staying. Abdul Hamid Taha, an imam, said Mr. Mubarak's departure was only the beginning of the changes he wants to see. He will remain on the square.
أنا موجود هنا عشان نتابع الانتصار الحقيقي للثورة. احنا ما حققناش غير هدف واحد.
He says he is at the square to follow up on what he says was the victory of the revolution. He said demonstrators have achieved only one of the demands, and he wants a dialogue with the army. The transition is now in the hands of the military, which has promised to hand over power to an elected civilian government. The demonstrators demanded free and transparent elections in which all groups, including the banned Islamist Muslim Brotherhood, can participate. They also want a lifting of emergency laws and a rewriting of the constitution. A spokesman for Egypt's Supreme Council of the Armed Forces on Saturday said it has asked the existing cabinet to stay in a caretaker capacity. He also said Egypt will respect its existing international agreements that include a peace treaty with Israel. Over the past few days, the army has emerged as heroic in the eyes of many Egyptians for not cracking down on the demonstrators. On Saturday, tanks stayed in their positions throughout central Cairo. People took pictures with soldiers, and children handed them flowers. Now, Egyptians are counting on the military to take the country to the next step and deliver on the promises of a change for the better. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Cairo.